Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Now in its 11th year, Superhuman Radio continues on. Today we have the Blueprint Power Hour, a big fan favorite amongst the audience, where Coach Rob Regish answers your questions about diet, supplements, training, gray market stuff. What are we waiting for? Let's bring them out.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Fantastic, man. Just back from the gym, and I want to give a shout-out to one of my trainees, Kim. You know, we worked through a round of lactic acid, a couple rounds of lactic acid tolerance training today, followed by reverse hypers. She's an incredibly hard worker, and although she tells me she's over 50, you'd never know it.
Wow.
Now, yeah, we've also had a tremendous response to the current special celebrating three-year anniversary of the Blueprint Bulletin. And with that, new subscribers get the best of issues from 2013, 14, and 15, where they're going to learn such things as the following. One, how to guarantee you stimulate growth in 5 short minutes. Two, simplified calorie and macro splits that build muscle. Three new SARMs that haven't been released yet, and which one of those is worth the asking price. And then finally, how to build 3 pre-workout stacks not currently on the market, but should be. All of that, plus the Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout MP3 download at CoachRobRegish.com.
Very, very cool. So let's get underway. This is a big time for you, 3-year anniversary for the Blueprint Bulletin. There's lots of great things at your website, CoachRobRegish.com. People need to go there. And the first question comes from Dan Condi. He said, are you familiar with a bodybuilder named Dave Jacobs? He was involved in some sort of murder-suicide in Texas many years ago. I just read an interesting story on it and wanted to know what your take was. A lot of rumors surrounding it. I don't remember him.
Yeah, well, with respect to this, being familiar with it, in fact, I am. And I've got some insight that most people don't. You know, Dave Jacobs died in an alleged murder-suicide. Now, there's a lesson for us all here, though. So indulge me as I recount the case of Dave Jacobs. His early days saw him enlist in the Marines, but that didn't last long. He eventually got out and embarked on a business career with Nokia. And it was during this time that the old Dave Jacobs disappeared, replaced by a seemingly superhuman Dave Jacobs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, some of his business trips took him to China. And once he was there, he decided to try climbing the Great Wall, right? Problem was, he was now a tubby, fanny pack wearing businessman rather than, a Marine.
Right.
So, as one might imagine, his attempt to scale the Great Wall failed miserably, leaving him exhausted and humiliated. So he decided this wasn't the person he wanted to be, and when he returned to Finland, where Nokia had him living, he was intent on joining a gym. He began working out religiously and befriended a bodybuilder there who, of course, introduced him to steroids. He became so immersed in this gym that he chose to cash in his Nokia career for an ownership stake. And unfortunately, business wasn't so good. And he became so destitute that he barely had enough money to afford a plane ticket back to his native Texas.
Wow.
So now out of a job, he had come to a crossroads in life, and his decision of what to do, next weighed heavily when he met another bodybuilder named Art Atwood. Jacobs then used his contacts to find Chinese factories that were willing to ship him raw steroid powders. At some point during all of this, he was able to teach himself how to turn the powders into ready-made products. So he began dealing to people that he knew within the Dallas bodybuilding community. And he himself was a human advertisement for the stuff, because he literally transformed himself from a 175-pound weakling to a buff 272 pounds. He was apparently a hyper-responder. Now, in March of 2007, UPS became suspicious of a leaking package that he sent to Wichita, Kansas. The authorities tracked the address down to an amateur bodybuilder named Jamie Montague. Now, after being arrested, Montague cooperated with the police. He told them that Jacob sent the steroids to him. So a few controlled deliveries later, Dave got popped, and they searched his home. The kind of time that he was looking at was onerous. By one account, he was pushing at least $30,000 a month worth of product. And worse for him and the recipients, some of those deliveries were NFL players. Mm. And there were more than a couple of them. So those are Balco-like numbers. And when Jacob somehow dodged major prison time, many were wondering how he did it. And those suspicions came to a head when Jacobs reportedly met with the NFL officials to name names. So in any case, he never quite reached the level of success in bodybuilding that his training partner, the IFBB pro Branch Warren, did.
Right. Yeah.
But he did meet a female IFBB pro by the name of Amanda Jo Earhart, I think her name was. The two had a rocky relationship from the start, but they were engaged to be married. However, their relationship would tragically end along with their lives, as they were both found dead of gunshot wounds in Jacobs's home. So you might think, case closed, right? Maybe not. Jacobs made this statement just before he died. He said, "We as people have given police the authority to uphold laws, but they're breaking them right in front of our faces. And to steal money from my house and steroids and growth hormone, then put handcuffs on me and judge me?" Which brings me to the inside word on this case. I knew Dave's father, Dave Sr., Dave Jacobs Sr. He was the nicest guy. He was the most successful salesman in our company, working out of our Atlanta office. And we went out to lunch one day just prior to his son's death. And he noticed my build and he asked if I worked out. I said, "Thank you, yes." His next query was a little more pointed. He said, "Do you take steroids?" And I answered truthfully, saying no, but I had tried pro hormones. And I went on to explain that they were legal, although not without risk. And then he asked me, "So you get them on the black market?" And I said, "No." I said, "You can buy them in your local GNC," and you could at the time. He said, "Okay, because my son has gotten mixed up in that black market stuff, and I'm always dreading the next phone call." A month later, he got that phone call from Texas law enforcement. His son was dead. Here's the bottom line. This all started with just one leaky vial, and it ended in a double murder, suicide, or homicide, depending upon who you believe.
I mean, he may not have committed suicide. They may have been executed, and it may have been made to look like he killed his girlfriend and then killed himself.
That's what a lot of people believe. Yeah. So here's the bottom line. You want to get in this game? This game is fraught with risk. Just understand that going in. Not a game that you want to play.
You know, I mean, there's obviously a lot more to this story. When you get into the underground steroid business, you really open up yourself. Any illegal drug business, you end up with unsavory people who are willing to do anything. If you're not one of those people, sometimes you can get hurt. Let's see here. I'm trying to read this. My printer didn't do such a good job.
You got a long question next, I think, but you know, for the purposes of the discussion,
yeah,
that all happened because Dave was unhappy with how he looked, and he wanted to change it in a hurry. There might be a lot of young people listening that are in that same scenario.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, when Dave took his first shot, he wasn't thinking, "I'm gonna import and sell this stuff. It's going to get into the hands of some high profile people and it's going to snowball and end in a double murder." So don't think that might not someday be you.
Kevin Waterman says, "I really like what you have to say about injuries. I've heard you say shoulder injuries are common. Well, I've got one. Actually, two. Haven't been diagnosed yet. Of course, I'm hoping it's something minor, but I have pain when performing any lateral raise type movement. What's the 411 on rehabbing an injury like mine?"
All right, this advice goes for all shoulder issues, and I'm hoping this helps everybody with shoulder pain. First, although you might not want to get a diagnosis, that doesn't mean you have to accept what they're saying, but some insight as to what's going on is only going to help you. Once you have that, you can hopefully rule out some of the more serious conditions, like a torn rotator cuff or a dislocated shoulder. Next, you need to know what to do before training or even rehab work. One of the best shoulder warm-ups out there is done with a mini band. Stand on that band with your feet about shoulder width apart. Now, slowly bring the band to a point above your head and then as far down your back as possible. Now, as you continue to work front to back, start pulling outwards on the band, which is going to further increase your range of motion. That's going to pinpoint where the pain is, but more importantly, it's going to pump fresh new blood into the injury, and it's going to bring waste products away. 2 sets of 10 to 15 is about right. Now, next up is sled dragging. Put a light weight on the sled and commence dragging it forward with your palms facing down and behind you. You want to perform a front delt raise type motion, walking about 120 feet each trip. Now, turn around and drag the sled backward using a motion similar to pulling the straps apart. You want to alternate that with an upright row type movement. 6 trips forward, 6 trips back to start, building up to 10 trips as your work capacity increases. You absolutely won't believe how good this feels, even for guys with severely damaged shoulders. The concentric work not only improves healing and recovery, but the eccentric work, or lowering of the weights, right, that you do in the gym, does the opposite. There's none of that here. It's all upside. As for supplements, there's a wide range of effective options available. I would start by making sure you're getting at least, I'd say, 6 grams of fish oil a day as your base anti-inflammatory. You're also going to want to invest in CSIS, around 2,000 milligrams a day, a gram in the AM and another in the PM with food. Those will start working 24/7 to not only bring down inflammation, but actually heal the underlying injury. Metacurcumin in the amount of 1 to 2 grams a day is likewise a solid pick. It's more of an acute painkiller, although it has so many other benefits, I consider it a staple. Also, for acute relief, and I use this pre- and post-workout, not unlike curcumin, is DMSO. Get the roll-on. It's easier to work with. Green Indo Kratom from MileHighKratom.com is the best strain for pain relief. And for many, It's what makes pain-free training possible. Finally, for the more adventurous among you, I would recommend 100 micrograms of CJC 1295 with no DAC, stacked with 100 micrograms of hexarelin. Now, you can use hex for around a month, and then cycle in something like GHRP2, 6, or ipamorelin. Of all the GHRPs, though, I have found hex to be the best hexarelin for injury relief. There's also TB500, which I found to be effective. Carl, you probably have more insight into things like mechanical growth factor, et cetera, but those would be my go-to staples.
No, I agree with you. That's adequate because you're going to get mechanical growth factor production from raising your own growth hormone levels. I just think that 100 micrograms of CJC 1295, you said with or without DAC?
With no DAC.
Okay. You don't think more like a milligram, huh?
No, we'll have that discussion.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I really don't know anything about CJC 1295 without DAC. I got to be honest with you. I've never used it. I've only ever used the long-acting version. So maybe 100 micrograms is more than enough. I don't know.
Well, I think it might be due to the fact that they're stacked together. You know, with no DAC, it is a different ballgame. In release, the tro is higher, right, over time.
Right.
So anyway.
Okay, so the next question comes from Jill Mazur. I listened to an episode recently where you discussed your history with depression. First, I want to say I really admire you for talking about something that is usually kept in the closet. A lot of us suffer from it in silence, so it was nice to hear someone put it out there. My question is, what's the single best thing someone can do for it? And do you find any approach more effective for women versus men?
The single best thing anyone can do for depression, male or female, is this: exercise. Right? Your other bedrocks in battling this disease are getting a solid night's sleep and, of course, a good diet. Now, I'm going to put a finer point on those in a bit, along with some warnings about what you need to look out for. In looking for, you know, ways to mitigate this disease, I first look for the cause. You know, it's pretty clear brain chemistry, your environment, and certain personal triggers all play a role. Now, since I'm speaking to a broad population here, I'll try to keep the answer generalized. You need to get a handle on all three of those. The real question is, how do you go about that? So here it is, my take from the ground up. First, get a good night's sleep, right? A good night's sleep is the fundamental bedrock to getting better. The Russians had a saying, still do: the rest of your days depends on the rest of your nights. Now, it's pretty clear what they're getting at, and it's spot on. Your allies here are a sleeping environment used only for sleep, a decent mattress, and an environment free of Wi-Fi, cell phones, and other electronic devices. If necessary, use melatonin, valerian, kava, or other, I think, natural sleep aids. It's that important. Once that's in place, we get to physical activity. You absolutely need to stimulate blood flow in order to feel better. Because when you're depressed, though, the last thing you feel like, right, is going to the gym. Doesn't matter. I don't want you to go to the gym. I keep my weights led precisely 10 paces from the front door, dragging it, right, in the street in front of my house. Now, you can't tell me, and I can't tell myself, that I can't take 10 steps to feeling better, right? That sled is loaded with a 45-pound plate because it takes a few trips, frankly, to start feeling better. A few more trips and my mood starts to skyrocket. Now, I don't drag for long, maybe 6 trips of 120 feet forward and backwards. Sometimes I add weight, sometimes I don't. By the time I'm done, though, I've flooded my body and my brain with endorphins. And it might take 5 to 10 minutes, maybe, but the benefits last for hours. Now, I do that in the morning, usually, followed by a shorter mid-afternoon and then evening session. If you don't have that luxury, a brisk walk, right, at lunch, at work, delivers the same favors. Before you know it, you've clocked up 30 minutes of feel-good fuel and now have something to look forward to every morning, noon, and night. Now, as for diet, you know, okay, I said eat a good diet. What does that mean? Keeping blood sugar levels steady is the key. Now, that can mean intermittent fasting. It can mean low carb. It might even be low glycemic. However you want to slice it, the common denominator, insofar as feeling and performing better, is this: keeping your blood sugar and insulin rock solid. You can seek counseling and medication for these issues, obviously, but in my opinion, they are at best 25% of the solution to feeling better. Now think about that. If you rely on medical professionals, feel-good talk, and prescription drugs, you know, I've got news for you. You're leaving at least 75% of feeling better at the table. Now, you can't drag a sled? Fine, walk. Can't walk? Do as many body weight squats, push-ups, or pull-ups in 10 minutes as possible. You know, can't do body weight squats? Rubbish. That's BS. If you can use a toilet seat, you can squat. You know, exercise more is easy to say. It's tougher to do. Too many people think that means a trip to the gym. You know, I don't agree with that. I present here to you the single best thing to combat depression that there is: exercise. And you need only stand up from the lazy boy and start squatting to get started.
Randy Hill says, I'm 16 years old, been training for a year, and my newbie gains are exhausted. I went from 150 to almost 170 pounds, through most of it being muscle. My question is, what should I focus on to break this plateau?
He's reached a critical juncture, right, in his quest for a physical zenith. One where many, many trainees went wrong, or go wrong, including me. You need to shift your measurement of success from pounds on the scale to strength in the gym. Now, in my youth, my entire self-worth was tied to gaining weight. You know, and you know, think about that. Gaining weight, not losing it. I would see commercials and hear people talking about wanting to lose weight, and I thought to myself, what's wrong with these people? You know, calories are our friends. If I was up a pound or more that day, I was psyched. If I stayed the same or, God forbid, lost weight, I was depressed. And I stayed that way until the scale budged in my favor. I'm going to tell it like it is. The days of gaining a pound a week of muscle are over, your newbie gains. You may catch a wave of 5 or more pounds here and there, but that, you know, consistent weekly or monthly gain that you're getting is history. You need to get the tape measure, a training log, and a timer, you know, a stopwatch, which will be your new gauges of success. Take your baseline tape measurements around the upper arm flexed, around your chest, right around the nipples, and the waist around the navel, and then your mid-thigh and calves. Put a pair of old jeans on and note how they fit. Throw them in the closet, okay, where nobody's going to wash them or anything like that. In the gym, your sole reason for being is to lift more this workout than you did last one. You know, and that is best accomplished via total tonnage training, in my opinion, or timed sets. Now, I'm growing fonder now, though, timed sets of the latter, where you perform, for example, as many chin-ups as possible in 5 minutes, as a way of keeping it simple. Just, you know, dummy proof it. Every 3 weeks you're going to reevaluate. Are you stronger now versus 3 weeks ago? I sure hope so, because that's a stimulus for muscle growth. Now, step on the scale and record that number if you must. If you're heavier than you were a few weeks ago, that's a good sign. Or is it? Now it's time to get the tape measure out. If your arms, chest, and thighs, etc., if those measurements are all making bigger circles on the tape measure, it looks promising. But it's the waist measurement that matters the most. If it stays the same, or if it's even close, congratulations, you're gaining muscle. If your waist is up an inch or more, it's not muscle, and you'll have to reevaluate. There is no other way, this focus on strength. If it wasn't, you'd see guys, you know, staying the same or getting weaker and growing muscle. It doesn't happen, folks. And it's proof positive of what I'm telling you is the truth. So give that a shot, Randy. I'm sure you'll find it superior versus quote-unquote gaining weight.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. His website is CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. If those of you noticing our stream is fading in and out. We were just under attack. Our server was under attack, and I just got while I'm producing a show, while I'm co-hosting a show, I'm also the IT guy. How do you like that one? So Mark Bellevue, am I saying that right?
Yeah, you got it. You know.
What's this I hear about enhancing absorption supplements to help you your supplements? Sounds like a scam, but I wanted your input.
Well, in some cases, it's a scam. You know, no question about that. But there are exceptions, and one of them is Bioperin. Now, Bioperin or Bioperine, however you want to say it, it's a black pepper extract made by Sabinsa. So in a nutshell, it has a ton of research behind it supporting the fact that if you take it with most dietary supplements, you're going to wind up with more of the ingredients in that product in your bloodstream. Sabinsa, for those interested, has a link on their website where you're going to find all the research to back up my recommendation there. Now, supplements like vitamins, herbs, and even certain amino acids are all better absorbed when you take this stuff with it. Generally speaking, 5 to 10 milligrams with your protein powder, fat loss supplement, or especially herbal product isn't a bad idea, except in rare cases like Yohimbe or Yohimbine. Perhaps most impressive is its effect when combined with things like curcumin. But as a bonus, this stuff is super, and I mean dirt cheap. Another is digestive enzymes. You know, savvy brands like I think yours, Thrive, include it in their protein blends, right? 100 milligrams?
Yeah, of protease enzymes, which are designed specifically to help you digest and absorb proteins.
Yeah, I mean, that's the science behind that stuff is rock solid, too. Others include live probiotics, like, what is it,
Lactobacillus acidophilus, as well as bifidobacteria.
Yeah, well, you say them a lot, and they roll off your tongue a lot better than mine. Now, these things really do matter, and there is some excellent science to back them up. So look for products that include them, because they do, especially in the case of, I think, your protein that uses them. There are far more amino acids that are liberated a lot better than they do in standalone products.
I mean, think about it. Mother's milk has these enzymes. And that's because little babies have a hard time producing these enzymes early on. So if these enzymes are designed to help a baby absorb the protein in mother's milk, what can they do for you?
Yeah, that's a great point. I never thought of that.
Okay. Next question comes from Steve Kurtzman. He says, what gives on your new product? You mentioned it some time back, and I'd like to know more. Which new products is he talking about?
Well, I haven't named it yet. It's still in the works with Predator, and we're moving as fast as we can. Believe me, I get inquiries. I get several a day. Now, I haven't decided on a name yet, but it's as solid as they come insofar as research-proven ingredients. Now, the product itself is going to be yet another one, all right, of my formulas where the ingredients are out there today, but they've never been arranged in a way that works like this. One of the facets that I get most excited about is the painstakingly arranged amino acid sequencing. Now, before anybody rolls their eyes, you know, every Synthogen user out there knows what I'm saying is true. But let's say you haven't tried Synthogen yet. Now, stay with me here, because the following examples will likely convince you. A blind man could see from the literature that leucine is a key player in elevating protein synthesis, and it needs to be in the mix for optimal results. The NIH, National Institute of Health study, that I often quote on this show comes to mind. And that study shows that essential amino acids, when taken pre-workout, stimulate 600% greater protein synthesis. Now, I have mentioned that before many, many times on this program. What I haven't mentioned is that, in the ratios disclosed, Leucine in that formula is only used in the amount of 981 milligrams. Now compare and contrast that with multiple studies showing many grams, up to 3 grams, being necessary to maximize results. You're still not convinced? The rabbit hole goes deeper. 5 grams of leucine plus non-essential amino acids showed much greater effect than 3 grams when used under the same conditions. Hmm. So you tell me, is there room for improvement? You betcha. And just like with Synthogen, I have built a better mousetrap. ETA is early to mid 2016. There is a lot of room for improvement here, folks, and it's coming your way.
Very, very cool stuff.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, it's not easy to come out with a product, Carl, that just looking at the labels, oh, there's nothing new here. Getting people to understand that rearranging the essential amino acids or other, and even the non-essential amino acids, and why that's a game changer is really, really difficult. But the examples that I just gave you should give some insight as to what's going on. And you can, you know, email me. I'll be happy to link you to the studies that illustrate what I'm talking about.
Well, and it's funny you say this, right? Because, you know, I'm learning this the hard way. People want breakthrough products, but they don't want to pay for breakthrough products. And I'm not talking about inflating prices because it's a breakthrough product. I'm talking about to produce a breakthrough product, you have to do things that the commodity companies aren't doing. You have to find raw materials that aren't in everybody's supplements. You have to do a lot of quality control, and you have to do things differently outside the nine dots, so to speak, that everybody else is doing. And you pay more for that as a producer of a product.
Oh, yeah, huge.
But people don't want to pay for it. So when they find out that you've got all, I mean, every day I get emails from I'm getting emails from physicians now who want to carry Thrive.
Yep.
And they praise the product. And then they go in the same sentence, we're currently buying a whey protein concentrate for $14 a pound. And I'm like, okay, you know what? You can buy gelatin, Knox gelatin, for 5 pounds for $20. Why don't you use that? And it's a rhetorical question because they would come back and they'd say, well, we know that soft tissue protein doesn't have the complete amino acid profile and blah, 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 and the PDAC and the digestibility. Ah, so there's a difference. So you're willing to pay more for whey concentrate over gelatin.
Right.
So why are you not willing to pay more for a protein powder built around human breast milk? Well, by the way, I got to go back and look at our label.
Yeah.
But I think that we have 5.6 grams of leucine per serving.
Yeah, and you know what? What I just said, right? Go back and listen to what I just said.
Right.
There is data to support the fact that the muscle growth that occurred with 5 grams of leucine versus 3, plus the non-essential aminos that you're going to find in an intact protein like Thrive,
right,
gives much better results than 3 grams of leucine. But, you know, the public usually isn't concerned with such particulars.
Yeah, and I may be wrong. It may not be 5.6. It may be 3.6. But the bottom line was we made sure that there was more than 3 grams of leucine per serving. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We shall return.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition. And use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. And you know what? This tip of the day fits nicely in the discussion we just had, doesn't it? Rob?
Yeah, I just lost you.
Oh, I said this fits nicely into the discussion that we just had, this particular tip of the day.
Yeah, and the tip of the day is this. Thoughts on who you send your money to. So, you know, it's funny. I get to know a lot of people in the Blueprint Army, but also a lot of folks that aren't on board yet. I also get to observe complete strangers spending their money on sports nutrition products everywhere from GNC to the local supermarket. Yet, I notice a lot of their money is unwittingly going to Big Pharma, who have bought these brands, and then retaining their old supplement company names, which is pretty low, in my opinion. So here's just a partial list of supplement brands that are now owned by Big Pharma. Schiff Vitamins and Herbs is now owned by British pharmaceutical giant Reckitt Benckiser Group. The former supplement company New Chapter was bought out by Procter & Gamble, a partner of Teva Pharmaceuticals. Emergency, right, with all of their associated products, they're owned lock, stock, and barrel now by Pfizer. The biggest unknown to most people is EAS. I see a ton of guys buying their whey from Costco, their ready-to-drink products, and their protein bars from grocery stores. All of that money goes straight to Abbott Labs. The original Metrex was a revolutionary product, right, created by Scott Connolly. He sold it to Rexall Sundown for $108 million in 2000. Metrex is currently owned by NBTY, which is a big pharma.
It stands for Nature's Bounty, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
And NBTY is their stock exchange identifier, Nature's Bounty.
Wonderful. Even something as innocuous as your multivitamin is usually a wolf in sheep's clothing. The pharma giant Wyeth, for example, makes Centrum and other supplements. And Bayer of aspirin fame makes the one-a-day line. Unilever, Novartis, GlaxoSmithKline, and other big pharma firms also now make or sell supplements. So, it's worth looking at how we got here. The gutless cowards in Congress, a majority of whom are on Big Pharma's payroll, or will be when they leave Congress, have delegated their lawmaking powers, right, granted by the U.S. Constitution, to a bunch of Big Pharma-friendly, unelected bureaucrats at the FDA, who in turn are using that power to undermine free commerce and help Big Pharma eliminate competition from the market. Now, this is behavior of a government in tyranny, inviting a revolution by the people. It is noteworthy that fascist governments of the past have eliminated health freedoms and health options as a necessary condition to enslave and brainwash the population. Congress has delegated its responsibility to the people to such an extent that over half the laws in this country are now concocted by unelected bureaucrats, right, and vested interests. So it begs the question, what can you do? You're only one person, right? First, boycott these and other companies that are owned by Big Pharma. There's a reason why you don't see their name on the label, right? It's to fool you. It's, you know, nice way to start a business relationship, right? Second, understand that these products aren't what they used to be. The original Metrex was a groundbreaking formula, including micellar casein, high doses of glutamine, etc. Today's formula, absolute rubbish by comparison. Same deal for EAS. You can be absolutely assured that the lowest quality ingredients go into your shakes, your protein bars, and your RTDs, because Big Pharma is all about the bottom line. Instead, you want to look for smaller companies that are not owned by Big Pharma. You know, if you have any doubt, call and ask, or otherwise research them on the web. That didn't take much time for me. I mean, I knew off the top of my head Metrex and EAS were, but some of these lesser-known brands, it takes all of 5 minutes doing a little research. You're going to be surprised by what you find. When I formulate for a company, for example, the first question out of my mouth is, who are you owned by? And you can bet I won't do business with Big Pharma, ever. Be mindful of where your hard-earned money is going, because the last thing we need is to feed these fat pigs, giving them even more power than they already have.
Yeah. So, and you're right. And every day somebody buys a company and doesn't, they never release a press release. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that the product you've been buying because you trust it is now owned by a company that you don't trust.
Yeah. You know what? If they were so proud of who they are.
Yeah.
Why don't you put that on the label?
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to see that. Not going to see it.
Not going to see it.
Great show today, Rob. Real quick, plug the promotion you have going on for the 3-year anniversary.
3-year anniversary, not only are you going to get a subscription to the Bulletin, but you're going to get the best of 2013, 14, and 15. And you're going to learn things that are not discussed here on air. And believe me, there are a lot of them. You're also going to get free the Superhuman University Add 1 inch to Your Upper Arms in a single workout. And before you think that's BS, Carl himself used it and put 3/4 inch.
And I didn't lose it. My arms changed forever. And I often ask myself why I don't do it at least once a year. I don't think you could do it much more than that. I know that there are people out there who claim, and this is, and let me tell you something else. Brooks Cubic validated this program. This has been around. Many of the forefathers of physical culture used an intense arm workout to stimulate changes in the landscape of their upper arms because for whatever reason they just couldn't grow. So they ended up doing, we talked about this for Thanksgiving. In fact, we said turn Thanksgiving into a workout day. Since you're going to be grazing all day, every half hour, do a set of dumbbell curls, dumbbell kickbacks, then eat. And a half hour later, do it again and do it. And just one set, because this has been a protocol. Perry Rader wrote about this. Many people have written about it. But when you tell people about it, they go, oh, that's impossible. You know, oh, we've had people say, oh, it's acute edema. That when it goes away, your arms go back to normal. No, my arms stayed as thick as they were after that workout, still today. And quite frankly, I should do that workout again this year.
It will change your thinking forever.
Now, I'll tell you this. It's not for the faint of heart, but it works.
It works. And look, all of us can find one day out of the year where we can devote to training. And look at the potential upside here, folks. I mean, up to an inch permanently on your upper arm. And there are more than Carl and one person that'll attest to this. I'm happy to do it for you. The biggest sign or signal that it's for real, it didn't come from any, you know, marketing agent of recent times. It came from the forefathers of physical culture.
Right.
And many of those, by the way, BS before steroids.
I like that. That's funny.
Should tell you something.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, great show, great discussion. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. Hold on, Rob, just stay with me here because we're going to end the show actually right now. I have nothing else to talk about today, and instead of taking people through the next break, I'm going to go ahead and say adieu now. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.